Hello. So I saw this questionnaire by Creative Bean 18, and I really like the questions. It's the song questionnaire. So I decided to answer them and just like play off a little bit of the song. Maybe just explain why, what makes me answer with that song. God, this is already so rambly. Okay, so I'm just gonna start right off the bat. First question is, my favorite song discovery of 2019. So, there's a band called Sherry Glazer. I actually discovered her in 2018, I think. But I was the she or they released an album in 2019 that I'm obsessed with. Oh heck, I forgot to play the music. But yeah, it's kind of like a little punky. And I'm obsessed with both the new album and the old one, which is called Apocalyptic. The song is Sip of Poison from their 2017, sorry. Yeah, so that's my pick for that question. Question number two is a song that reminds you of someone you would rather forget about. And the song I picked for that is God Forsaken by Demon Hunter. Yeah, it just reminds me of a friend I used to have. And things just got complicated and it was bad. And we're no longer in touch, and yeah, I just can't listen to Demon Hunter at all anymore because of that. Third question, a song that needs to be played loud. Right now for me, that's On the Luna with Folds from their newest album. I think it was released in March. And it's like a kind of like a dance rock or something. Like, yeah, the song itself is really good, and I love that album. And Folds is also one of my favorite bands. So, the fourth question is a song that makes you want to dance. And I'm a simple girl. Lately, like, I've always loved it, but lately I've become really obsessed with Dancing in the Moonlight by Top Loader. I don't know, it's just such a happy and fun song, and it just, like, makes me really happy and makes me want to move. And I always listen to this when I do the dishes. Question number five is a song to drive to, and I chose King of Everything by Dominic Fike. I hope that's how you pronounce it. He released this tiny little EP in 2018 with some really nice tracks, and this is one of them, and has kind of a long intro, but it has like that smooth like drum beat. And, you know, that kind of matches the poles, like the light poles that passes by when you drive. It's just like what I imagine in my head. And yeah, it's just like a good beat. It has a long intro, so it doesn't really start playing. yeah. So, a song that makes me happy. It's number six, and that song is, yeah, Smile by Jungle. It's such a, you know, the title kind of says it all. It's just such a nice song, and, you know, they're singing, "When you smile, the world gets a little better." I don't know. I really like it. Number 7 is a song that makes you sad, or makes me sad, which is the song "Crow" by Bear's Den. It makes me really sad because the lyrics are really beautiful, and the tone and everything. And also, I read that I think it was a singer. I'm not sure which one of them it is. But one of them lost their stepfather, which they became really attached to. Like, they really liked him, and he died. He passed away suddenly, and this song is about him, and it's just so sad. Such a sad song. The lyrics are so sad. So, yeah. A song that moves me forward is the song "Late Bloomer" by Nana Adioha. I don't know how you pronounce it. But whenever I need some extra, like, you know, power in my steps, I always put on this. It makes me feel really cool when I walk around. One of my favorite 70s songs. I'm just gonna be basic and say that I really like Bohemian Rhapsody. But I also like songs by the Bee Gees and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of good music anyways. We're on 10. A song that is covered by another artist. And so I chose "Heart is Full," which is covered by John Bellion. And the original is made by Mike Snow, which is, like, I love both of them. I love both John Bellion and I love Mike Snow. And the original is, like, a really cool, like, electronica thing. And John Bellion covered it in an acoustic way, and it just sounds really nice. Like, it's beautiful. Yeah. The 11th question is song from the year that you were born. And I chose, I don't want to be too specific. I just figured I'm born in the 90s, so I just chose "Wannabe" by Spice Girls. Number 12 is a song that reminds me of myself, which is kind of like sob, but it's a song called "Reasons Not to Die." By Rin Weaver, and I don't know, it's just, it reminds me of me and my friends, because I've struggled with my mental health for a really long time, several years, and I don't know, I just love that she kind of sings about how this makes her selfish, like, you know, because you get very obsessed with yourself when you're depressed. You're worried about how everyone perceives you, and you're worried about doing the wrong thing, and the focus is always on you. And I really feel like she gets that in this song. It's so real. And I just, yeah. Some Reasons Not to Die, and There You Are. And that's like me and my friends, you know, they're the reasons not to die. I'm sorry, this got very deep. I'm okay, I promise. But yeah, I really resonate with this song. And okay, and the last song is a song by an artist with a voice that you love. So I chose, oh god, I don't know how to pronounce this. Niloufer Janya. She, well, I'm not sure if it's only one person. It's probably, yeah, it is one. One person. She released an album this year called Miss Universe, which is a beautiful album. And she just has this full and like kind of dark voice, but it still reaches all these really high notes. And she kind of like does this, you know, she kind of cracks her voice on purpose, so it almost sounds like yodeling. It's hard to explain, but I just love it. She has so much control of her voice, and she always, yeah, she just has some amazing, like, melodies, and yeah, you really should check her out. She is a piece of art. And I think that was actually the one she released now. It was her debut album. I know she released a couple of, like, some EPs or something, probably working up to this album. But yeah, she's so good. yeah. So I think that is it. And thank you for listening. I hope this wasn't too rambly, and I hope that the music wasn't playing too loud, and that you're, or that you were able to hear all my thoughts. Okay, bye.